a private investigator means two things. You can be sure you'll run into trouble, and you can never be sure you'll get out of it. Not much you can do about it, I guess, except, like Julie always says,
walk softly, Peter Troy.
And now Peter Troy investigates the Iron Maiden.
You often read creepy stories, that is, if you're given to reading creepy stories at all, about a hand reaching out from beyond the grave to take revenge on some poor jerk or to right a wrong done during a lifetime in this crazy world. Now, these stories are based on what seems to be a natural instinct in man, the instinct to perpetuate himself in some way, to leave behind him some influence or other after he's dead. Which accounts for the wacky way in which some folks draw up their wills. Some people, not content with just leaving their worldly goods to others, feel it necessary to attach all kinds of conditions. And, as any lawyer could tell you, some of those conditions get really far out. Well, then, there are the people who like to leave behind a kind of riddle, no doubt hoping to have themselves a darn good laugh at the antics of their relatives who have to solve it. Which brings me to the case of a certain old doll by the name of Sarah Young, and a clutch of relatives of varying virtue.
But, Gilbert, you can't be serious. Auntie loved this place. It's a beautiful house.
It may have been beautiful once, Bonnie, but in this day and age, it's nothing more than a dreary old pile, an eyesore.
That's what you say. The little money spent on it, it could be restored, and it would make a wonderful home.
A home? Huh. For what? Stray cats? Who'd want to live in such a dump?
I would, for one.
It happens that Aunt Sarah left it to me. Of course, if you'd like to buy the property...
Oh, don't be silly. You know I haven't the money to buy anything.
And I haven't the money to waste on keeping up a crumbling old mausoleum like this.
Then why not sell it? Or perhaps to someone who'd give their ears to have it. Or even the National Trust might be interested.
On what grounds? Nobody of note ever lived here. I mean, dear old Sarah may have been quite a character in her time, but she's scarcely world famous, is she?
You could at least put it up for sale. You might be surprised at what you'd get for it.
On the other hand, I might be surprised at what I'll find when I pull it down.
What?
You know what an eccentric Sarah was. And after all her years raising money, we're expected to believe that when she died, she was penniless.
She left you the house.
And do you seriously believe that's all she owned? Well, I can tell you, I don't. There's more to that house than meets the eye. And I'm going to find out what it is.
Sarah Young was a little before my time. But in the lush days before World War I, she was a notable hostess who lived by throwing huge parties and such like in order to raise money for various causes, mostly charitable ones. She took a cut of the take at these functions, and word has it that the size of her percentage varied with her opinion of the worthiness of the cause. If she thought well of the charity, she barely asked for expenses. If she thought it was run by a bunch of cheapskates, she soaked them for a lot of money. And so popular was she in her field that she could afford to pick and choose the people she worked for. I read about her death at the ripe old age of 82, but it wasn't till some months later that I really came into her picture. It was a quiet morning in the office, and Julie, my secretary, and I were sharing a moment of what you might call togetherness.
Come closer to me, Pete.
Mm-hmm. Is that better?
That's fine. Turn your head up to me.
Anything you say, honey.
That's perfect.
You say the nicest things. Oh, and you smell very lovely. Oh, that perfume you're wearing, it does things to me, honey.
Oh, Pete, now you've ruined everything.
Well, I have. Well, what did I say?
You blinked. Just when I had the speck, just where I wanted it. I had the handkerchief all
the... I think it's gone, anyway.
Oh, let me see. Hold still.
No. What?
I hope I'm not intruding, but your door was open.
No, not at all. Come in.
I was looking for Mr. Peter Troy.
That's me. And this is my secretary, Miss Summers.
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do?
I'm Bonnie Young. I haven't an appointment, Mr. Troy. I just dropped in on the off chance that you might be able to spare me a few minutes, but if I've come at an awkward time...
Not at all, Miss Young. I was just trying to take a speck of dust out of Mr. Troy's eye.
Oh, I see.
You don't, but it's the truth, just the same. Well, sit down, Miss Young. Now, what can I do for you?
What a lovely old house, Pete.
Yeah, lovely. For a murder.
Oh, how can you say that? It's beautiful. A bit run down, but beautiful nevertheless.
The garden looks as though it hasn't been weeded for 100 years.
Yes, it does, rather. But you can see how lovely it's been once. Look at those rose trees over there. They must have been wonderful when they were in bloom.
Yeah, somebody seems to have taken a bit of care with them, anyway. It's the only spot not choked with undergrowth. Now, well, come on, let's go inside and look around.
What do you expect to find?
I'm more interested in what Bonnie's cousin Gilbert expects to find.
I wonder why Sarah Young left the house to him. Bonnie said she never cared much for him.
Yeah, well, the will was more than 40 years old. He was only a child when she made it. Maybe she liked him then.
Well, look at that wonderful cedar staircase, Pete. Oh, Pete.
Brother, what a shambles somebody's making of this.
Oh, the place has been wrecked. Look, all the paneling and skirting boards ripped away.
Yeah, maybe Gilbert has the wreckers in already.
Maybe he's been doing a bit of wrecking himself. It's his house. It does seem a terrible shame.
Yeah. I wonder if he found what he was looking for.
You mean another will? The one Bonnie thought must be somewhere?
Oh, I doubt if friend Gilbert was looking for a will. More likely, from what we hear, he's got the idea that Sarah Young stashed a money box someplace.
Supposing there is another will, a more recent one, and the house doesn't belong to Gilbert. Then he has no right to wreck it, has he?
No, Julie, but how do we stop him when we haven't got the other will?
It's rather ironic, isn't it? All Bonnie Young cares about is not having this old place destroyed. She doesn't want to take it away from Gilbert. Now, Pete, look out up there on the landing. That statue!
For crying out loud, that was meant for me.
You could have been killed if I hadn't noticed. Pete, look, a man up there.
Okay, you up there, come on down. Now, this gun is loaded, and I just love to kill people.
All right, I'm coming, don't shoot.
Well, come on, and hurry it up.
Are you all right? I thought I heard voices, and I was up on the pedestal behind that statue. I tried to look out over the banister.
You tried to push that statue over on top of me. That's what you tried to do, chum.
No, I didn't. It was an accident.
Yeah? And just what were you doing up on the pedestal in the first place?
I was looking for something. Anyway, I don't have to explain that to you. This is my house.
Oh, you're Gilbert Young?
That's right. And just who may you be?
Peter Troy, private investigator. This is my secretary, Miss Summers.
And what do you think you're doing in my house? Private investigator, you said?
Yeah. I've been engaged by your cousin Bonnie. And as for our being here, the door was open. There was no sign of anybody about, so we came in.
Well, you could jolly well go out again.
If you're going around dropping stone statues on people, that might be a very good idea.
Did Bonnie send you here?
Not exactly. But she doesn't want to see this house destroyed.
It's my house. I'll do what I want with it.
If you can keep out of jail. Attempted murder's a pretty serious crime. Or didn't you know that?
What? Mr. Troy?
Hello, Miss Young. I hope you don't mind my dropping in on you like this.
Not at all. Come in.
Thanks. I've just been out to look at the house.
Oh, Aunt Sarah's old place. Oh, it's lovely, isn't it?
I guess it was once. And maybe it could be again, but I'm afraid your cousin Gilbert has other ideas.
Oh, he hasn't started pulling it down already.
No. At least he hasn't gotten the wreckers in yet. But he's been doing a little wrecking of his own.
Oh, really? He's impossible. He always was a horrible man. I never liked him.
I don't like him either. Especially since he pushed over a large statue that nearly flattened me.
What? You don't mean that... He didn't try to kill you, surely?
I don't know for sure, Miss Young. That's why I haven't called in the police.
Oh, I wish you would. Anything to make him stop wrecking that wonderful old house.
He swears, black and blue, that the statue fell by accident. And it wouldn't be easy to prove otherwise. Hello? Speaking of statues, what's this?
What? Oh, that. That was Aunt Sarah's. She gave it to me when I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm. What is it? Can't make up my mind whether it's a kind of angel of mercy or some girl trying to do a hula in a bathrobe.
It is a bit odd, isn't it? Funny little thing. I keep it just out of sentiment. It's not much of an ornament, but it's the only thing Aunt Sarah ever gave me.
There's an inscription on the plinth at the bottom.
Careful. It only stands on that. It's not fixed.
So I discovered. Now, what's this say? presented to Sarah Young in recognition of her services given over many years during her notable career by the Chaseling United Charities Fund.
I believe the Chaseling Fund was pretty important years ago. A lot of bigwigs supported it. Aunt Sarah did a lot of work for them for practically nothing.
And they gave her this statuette?
Mm-hmm.
Not much of a payoff. Looks to me as though it's made of cast iron.
It is. The story is that they deliberately made it of cheap material because the important thing was the compliment that went with it.
Mm. Why did the old lady give it to you?
I don't know. She was always rather fond of me, you know. Heaven knows why I was an impossible little brat.
And yet she left nothing to you in her will.
She had nothing to leave, except the house, of course. I must admit, I can't get over her leaving it to Gilbert, but then that's why I've come to you. There must be a later will than that old one.
Yeah. The question is, where is it? Apparently your great-aunt was a pretty eccentric old doll, which means even if there is another will, it could be hidden almost anywhere.
Well, it must be in that house. In the last 30 years of her life, she scarcely left the place.
She had no legal advisor that you know of?
No. She hated lawyers. She said they were all rogues or fools.
Mm-hmm. When was the last time you saw her?
Oh, about 5 years ago. I went out to see her. Don't know why, just an impulse.
Did she have anything important to say?
No. At least it's hard to tell. She was always inclined to natter on a bit cryptically, you know. I remember one thing that stuck in my mind.
Yeah?
Well, as I was leaving, I remarked that it was good to see her seeming so well. You know, the usual thing you say.
Yeah.
And she said, "Always remember, child, things are not always how they seem, nor where they seem."
Is that all?
Yes.
Well, you said she talked cryptically. You were right.
Funny that I should remember that, though. I wonder if she was just talking or if she really meant something.
Yeah. I wonder. See what I mean? A cryptic old doll who goes around talking in riddles. No wonder Bonnie Young was of the opinion that there must be another will. The only trouble was, for all we knew, it might have been written with a tar brush in a concrete stormwater channel on the Isle of Wight. Sarah Young was such a screwball, nobody could guess what sort of nonsense she might have engineered to drive her relatives crazy. Speaking of relatives, I learned from Bonnie that the only other known living relative was another cousin named Vera Young. She was older than Bonnie and somewhat less lovely. Now, this I know from personal observation because, as it happened, she showed up in my office the following day.
I understand you're working for Bonnie, Mr. Troy.
How come you understand that, Miss Young?
Gilbert told me. I went out to the house this morning. He was there.
Busy with his little hatchet, no doubt?
Pardon?
He was still tearing the place apart.
Yes, he was. He's convinced there's some money hidden in that house.
And what do you think of that idea?
Not much. In any case, I think my aunt was subtle enough to hide the money where Gilbert wouldn't find it.
But you're sure there is some money?
I think it's highly probable. But she wouldn't have wanted Gilbert to have it.
Yeah, so you said, more or less. And I gather Sarah Young was not too fond of Gilbert in recent times.
Oh, no, she wasn't. I was her favorite, actually.
You were?
Yes, she often told me so. That's why I can't understand Bonnie spending her money to have you find another will.
Your cousin's interest is in seeing her aunt's old home preserved from the wreckers.
How very sentimental, and of course dishonest.
Miss Young, if you've come here to knock spots off your cousin,
Don't be ridiculous. It's just that I refuse to believe that Bonnie doesn't hope to find another will.
She does.
There you are, then. She has some fanciful notion that Aunt Sarah would have left everything to her. As if she didn't get enough out of the old lady in her lifetime.
Yeah, what makes you say that?
Oh, nothing, except that until a few years ago, Bonnie was always hanging round Aunt Sarah's skirts. She must have had money from her.
Mm. Well, Bonnie saw your aunt for the last time about 5 years ago. She would have been then, at a guess, no more than 18. Now, are you trying to tell me that Sarah Young went around giving away large sums of money to teenagers?
Heaven knows what she did. She was odd enough.
Miss Young, the only present Bonnie ever had from her aunt is a cast iron statuette about 18 inches high of purely sentimental value only.
A statuette? Oh.
And now, Miss Young, I'd like you to tell me what you came to see me for.
Why, I suppose the same reason as Bonnie, really.
Well, I can't work for two clients on the one project, not two clients whose interests might be opposed. Now, you do agree that your interests might not be the same as Bonnie's.
Oh, quite, but my interests could be more valuable to you, Mr. Troy.
Mm-hmm. I had you figured pretty right. What you want me to do if I happen to unearth a new will is to let you know about it and say nothing to Bonnie, right?
You're very quick to catch on, Mr. Troy. And as I say, you'll find me very grateful in such circumstances.
Oh, you'll find me very grateful too, Miss Young. If you'll just get out of my office right now and stay out. Morning, honey. What's new?
Good morning, Pete. Today is new, that's all.
Oh, how very helpful.
You have bags under the bags under your eyes this morning.
Oh, that's the way I feel. Oh, it's Bonnie and this Sarah Young thing. I've had it.
Did you come up with any bright thoughts overnight?
About Bonnie? Well,
Not that kind of thought. About the missing will.
We don't even know if there is a missing will.
Everybody seems to think so. Even that dreadful Vera Young who was in here yesterday. What a monster she turned out to be. Trying to bribe you.
Yeah. Well, all I can say is I'm getting sick of this case. If there is a will, I have no idea where to look for it. At least, I have an idea, but it's really nutty.
What is it?
That statuette Sarah gave Bonnie. It's hollow.
And you think she might have hidden something inside it? A new will, perhaps? Oh, how exciting.
Oh, yeah, just like a treasure hunt.
Oh, what a perfectly lovely, mysterious thing to do. Hide a new will inside that statuette and give it to Bonnie. Oh, but how could she get the will inside?
Uh-huh, there's a small hole in the bottom. It's pretty small, but she could just have slipped a tightly rolled paper into it. Yeah, but there didn't seem to be anything inside, though. I shook that little Iron Maiden and nothing rattled.
Well, how can we check it? How can we be sure?
I don't know. Yesterday, the idea seemed too silly to bother about. Now, well, I don't know. The more I hear about old Sarah Young, the less surprised I'd be at anything nutty she did.
Well, I suppose it's... I'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Troy, private investigator, Miss Summer speaking. Oh, good morning, Miss Young.
It's Bonnie.
Oh, well, tell her...
Hello? What did you say? The statuette stolen? Good heavens, how? Well, never mind. Mr. Troy was coming to see you anyway. We'll be right over.
When I went out last night, the statuette was right there, Mr. Troy. I noticed it particularly.
But you didn't notice that it had gone when you got home last night.
No, I might not have noticed it this morning if it hadn't been for the window. I went to open it, and I saw that it was broken and the catch was off.
Mm-hmm. Well, I noticed whoever it was didn't take the plinth the statuette was standing on.
Miss Young, it occurred to Mr. Troy that your aunt might have hidden a new will inside that statuette.
Inside the
statuette? You still have the plinth with the inscription on it, Miss Young. It's funny how the black filling has fallen out of some of the letters.
What? Oh, yes, I don't know how that happened. I think it was like that when Aunt Sarah gave it to me. It does spoil the appearance a bit.
Yeah, and the rest of the thing looks in such good condition.
Pete, there are only two people we know who would want to take that statuette. No burglar would bother with it and leave everything else in the flat untouched.
Yeah, I'm with you, Julie.
Two people?
Yep, your cousins, Gilbert and Vera.
But they don't even know I've got it. I never see them, and I'm sure Aunt Sarah wouldn't have bothered to tell them.
Well, I'm afraid Vera knows about it. I told her yesterday.
Vera? I'd put my money on Gilbert. After all, Pete, he did try to kill you.
Did he, honey? I don't think so. I've thought a lot about that. And my guess is that Gilbert's a creep, but no killer. That near miss of mine really was an accident. And anyway, Gilbert didn't know the statuette was here.
But fancy Vera having the nerve to break into my flat.
Do you know her address?
Well, yes, I think so. Oh, anyway, it's in the phone book.
Okay, let's go.
All right, Bonnie. Will you stop going on and on about it?
How dare you? That statuette meant a lot to me, Vera. It was a kind of a keepsake.
Well, perhaps your clever detective friend here can put it together again for you.
I'm not very interested in the statuette. But I am interested in what you found inside it.
You're welcome. I found nothing but a lot of rubbish.
Rubbish? There was no will?
Just a lot of rubbish scribbled on a piece of paper. Here.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah. It says, "My dear, you'll never get to the bottom of things this way."
Another of Aunt Sarah's funny jokes. Silly old fool. Why couldn't she have just made a decent will like any normal person?
Perhaps because she knew she was dealing with subnormal people like you, Vera.
Get to the bottom of things.
What does it mean, Pete? The bottom of the statuette?
Maybe, Julie, maybe. The bottom being the plinth, the block it stood on. Well, it's just as well I brought it with me.
But I don't understand.
Neither do I, or maybe I do. Say, these letters, the ones the enamel has come out of.
What about them?
Well, look, take a closer look. That filling hasn't just fallen out of those letters. It's been scratched out with a knife or something.
So it has. At least that's the way it looks.
Presented to Sarah Young in recognition. Now, you see, the R of presented and the O of two. Julie, write down these letters as I read them off, will you?
Right.
R-O-S-E-G-A-R-D-E-N.
R-O-S-E?
Rose Garden. It spells Rose Garden.
Rose Garden? Well, what does it... Oh, wait a minute. Aunt Sarah has a part of her garden that was set aside for roses. She was very keen on it.
Pete, you remember we noticed it when we were at the house.
Yep, it was the only decently kept part of the garden.
But what does it mean? Did Aunt Sarah mark those letters in the inscription to give me a message?
She certainly did. A message to look in the rose garden. You dig it up, and my guess is that's where you'll find a new will, if there is one.
Of course, the rose garden. That's just where she would hide anything important. Why didn't I think of that?
For the same reason that your cousin Gilbert hasn't thought of it, Vera. Your aunt didn't intend that you should. Come on, Bonnie. Let's take a little trip out to the old house with a couple of shovels.
But Gilbert, the house is his.
I doubt it. If we find a new will, the old one will be invalidated, and I don't think Gilbert will have a leg to stand on. Well, if he has, I'm just the boy to kick it out from under him.
Wonderful, Pete. Let's go, shall we?
Not you, Julie. No, I want you to go back to the office.
Now, see here, if you have any ideas that you can keep me from seeing this jolly old treasure hunt right through to the end...
Oh, Julie.
Then you'd better walk softly, Peter Troy.
It was there in the rose garden, all right. A little tin box containing a will, made much later than the old one. And also some £10,000 worth of ancient but still negotiable securities. In the will, Sarah had left everything to Bonnie. I don't know which I enjoyed most, the fat check Bonnie sent me, or the looks of frustration on the faces of Gilbert and Vera the last time I saw them. The only sour note came from Julie. She got such a kick out of this treasure hunt, as she called it, that she took to reading up about Captain Kidd's lost treasure and spent 3 weeks trying to get me to sail to Madagascar or the West Indies or somewhere in search of it. Oh, Julie, I said, if I was in the West Indies with you, how would I be able to keep my mind on any other treasure? That did it. She never mentioned buried treasure again.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. ¶¶